Okay, so let's talk about getting certified as a meditation teacher. And do you actually need a certification? The short answer is no. There are teachers out there that do an amazing job who probably don't have one, like Eckhart Tolle. And then there are the rest of us mere mortals that probably can use some training. I know that when I go to a doctor or a lawyer, although hopefully I'm not going to too many lawyers all the time, or a therapist, any kind of professional, I feel more comfortable when I know that they have a certain level of training and certification. But in the meditation world and like the spiritual world, there's no overarching governing bodies or boards really. So it is kind of the Wild West, which is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, the barrier of entry is really low as a teacher. You get started very quickly and reach an audience. And on the other hand, there are teachers maybe that need training, more training, that don't have it. And maybe some of their unconscious energies that they haven't kind of worked through, maybe some of their patterns or lack of integrity bleed into their teachings that could have been polished out from a teacher training. And they affect their students, right? So I think there's a positive side and a negative side to that. And for most people, I am a proponent of getting some kind of training and certification. Now, of course, I'm a bit biased because we have a teacher training through meditation school. But there are other great trainings out there as well. Jack Kornfield and Tara Brach have a great teacher training. It's very much focused on MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and Buddhist principles. And then there's the UCLA mindfulness program. But I have done a fair amount of research over the years, and I've been surprised by how few programs there are out there that are really quality. And that's one of the reasons that I started mine. And I brought a really lovely team of teachers together, all experts in their own fields of meditation, to do this training with me. And the way I structure my teacher trainings, and the way I put it together is just intuitive for me, which was three parts or three levels. Level one being mastering meditation ourselves, for ourselves. And obviously we never truly master meditation, but maybe we start to master our relationship with our own meditation practice. So we learn how to sit consistently, how to really deepen into stillness and silence, how to have a relationship with our emotions, our energy, our thoughts that's healthy rather than combative, how to come out of that endless kind of self-narration, like the sports broadcaster in our heads that's labeling everything and just calling every moment that can drive us mad. So we learn how to meditate deeply. We learn how to have structure and discipline in our practice. And we learn how to really find our authentic selves and awaken our consciousness from meditating. That is baseline, foundational, absolutely necessary if we're going to be a teacher. And then level two is where we actually learn to teach. How do we sharpen our message? How do we teach with clarity and brevity? How do we keep our students awake, focused, entertained, and enlighten them all at the same time? And how do we do it authentically, where we really find that energy and that light in us and we share it with the world? And then level three is, okay, now that I've got my meditation practice down, my teaching skills down, how do I actually go out there and create something in the world? Whether that's podcasting, book writing, YouTube, course creation, apps, one-on-ones, retreats, how do I navigate this world? And so that's how I decided to structure my training, because for me, those are the three most important components of me becoming a teacher and being successful as a teacher. And after getting to teach thousands of students over the years and seeing their progress, I realized there's an arc of becoming a better meditator, right? Growing personally, spiritually. And then there's the arc, if you want to take this arc, of becoming a teacher. And those are two different arcs. They're connected. But when we start on the path of being a teacher, it could feel awkward all over again. It's like, okay, I've been meditating for a while, but how do I actually express this in the world and meet people where they are, not being an advice giver, but a guide, really be a light of awareness for others so they can learn to find their own answers and walk their own path. And that has its own arc and it takes time. And so in teacher training, we learn the strategies and the structure to be able to harness our energy and share it in a really direct, clear, and healthy way that impacts people. But that doesn't tell them what they should do or how they should do it. So that's the way I see teacher training. I hope that was useful and helpful. So do you need a certification? That question is up to you. And I dropped a meditation for teachers, healers, and guides below. Hopefully that's also helpful. And if you want to join us for our teacher training, jump on in. It's going to be fun. I hope that you go out there and share your light with the world and really start to make a difference and impact with your awareness. Thanks for being here with me for this series. Love you. And I will see you next time.